And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We got Bruce there live in Augusta, Georgia, covering the Masters up and down the course for us. So, Bruce, this part of the show, we were just talking about the Mickelson matchup. Now,
right.
Who are your favorites going tomorrow?
All right, let me do this. Let me just go down the leaderboard real quick, and then I'll tell you who I like. Bubba Watson, who's one of your favorites, University of Georgia boy, started today at 4-under, finished 6-under. He shot a 70 today. Bubba could win this easily. Matt Kuchar, who played at Georgia Tech University and lives in Atlanta, has a home in Atlanta. He shot 2-under today, started at -3. He finished 5-under. The nice thing about that is Mickelson is going to be playing with Hanson. Louis is going to be playing with Bubba Watson. Bubba will be out driving Louis Oosthuizen by 60, 70 yards every drive. Matt Kuchar is playing against Hunter. He'll be playing with Hunter Mahan tomorrow. Hunter shot 4-under, 68 today to go. He started the back nine at 1-under, finished 4-under. He can win this. Patrick Harrington, now let me tell you, he has struggled all year long. You want to hear something really cool? He's 1-over on 12 after playing number 11. He pars 12, birdies 13, 14, 15, 16, pars 17, birdies 18. Patrick Harrington has never won the Masters. He will probably want this pretty bad. He's 4-under. Henrik Stenson. Matt was talking to me about Henrik Stenson, and Matt, I appreciate that question. Matt wanted to know the guy who got the snowman 2 days ago, yesterday, when he shot an eight, which is a snowman, he shot an eight on number 18 because he was destroying everybody the whole day, went into number eight at 5-under par, and he pulled his 3-wood out on 18, yanked it so far left, it took him about 5 minutes to find his ball. He shanked it coming out of the woods. He shanked it again coming out of the woods, stayed in the fairway, knocked it up next to the green, threw it up on the green, 3-putt for an 8.
And the funny part of this story is also that it was his birthday yesterday.
Well, you know what? Happy
he shanked
birthday.
It on his birthday.
Well, you know what? They're going to have to dress a snowman up in a birthday suit because I'm going to tell you, that wasn't much fun. But to his credit, he's 4-under par. And he was 5-under going into 18. He's still in it. If he doesn't make that quad yesterday, he's playing with Phil Mickelson today. I mean, it's unbelievable. Lee Westwood, who led going in today, started at 4-under, parred number one, made birdie at 2, went par, bogeyed 7, par, bogeyed 9, parred 11 to go to 4, bogeyed 12 to go to 3, bogeyed 13, which is impossible. That means he hit a ball in the water. Bogeyed 12 and 13, birdied 14, birdied 15, and then he parred out. He could win this tournament too. He's 4-under par.
He's working with the curse though, because he won day one. And
yes,
I believe it's only one time in the history of this tournament has somebody won after leading in day one.
Yeah, but listen to me. That's true. But you know who else is playing against the curse? Patrick Harrington, because he won the par three tournament.
Yeah, that's true.
He in the par three tournament winner has never won the tournament.
Yeah.
And you know, I think Patrick Harrington was thinking about that when he hit that phenomenal drive yesterday on 18 and he makes a 6. I could have made par from there. I'm just telling you. I could have made par from there. From Frank Molinari, 2-under. Ian Poulter with all his wonderful dress. I always wish Ian Poulter would wear a dress one day. He's 2-under. Jakobsen is 2-under. Sean O'Hare, who basically taught himself how to play golf and had some really, it was a good story, great story kid, 2-under par. Nick Watney, one of my favorites before the tournament, 2-under par. Ben Crane has the label of being the slowest golfer on earth. He's 2-under par. And you know who lost it today? Started out tied with Freddie Couples, Duffner. Duffner started out 5 under, went 3 over for the day, the kid from Auburn. He's still in it, but you know what? Freddie Couples, he went from 5 under to 1 under in 4 holes and never really came back. He got it to 4, but he's at 2 under par. I wanted Freddie to win because he's 52 years old and he plays like he's about 32. Oh, and by the way, I just wanted to add this. This is a baseball thing now. Jamie Moyer is pitching tonight. He's 49 years old. If he wins tonight for the Colorado Rockies, he'll be the oldest winner of a game in Major League history. Out of all those guys, and let me tell you what else they're playing for tomorrow, Roy. They're playing for the right to come back and play next year. The top 16 finishers, the top 16 in ties, all good to come back next year to play. And there were several people that did not qualify any other way to be here at Augusta than being in the top 16 last year. So, I'm sitting here taking a look at these guys. This is going to be a horse race. If you're in red numbers, you're still in it,
Yeah.
in my opinion. Here's who I think's going to win and why. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, hit me with it.
I think Bubba Watson is going to win the tournament. And I'm going to tell you why Bubba Watson's going to win the tournament. Bubba Watson's going to win the tournament because he hasn't really got it going yet, and he's only 3 shots off the lead. Hanson is out of it. He's going to lose. He's never made the cut here.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson is even though he's won 3 green jackets here, Phil, his fourth round of all of his tournaments, he's never really in the condition he needs to be in. I think he's in good condition now. I think he's going to probably wear down. East Tyson bothers me, but I don't think he's going to be able to beat Bubba Watson. Matt Kuchar has an outside chance, and guess who's hanging around? Hunter Mahan, who won last week
Yeah.
at the Shell Open in Houston. Patrick Harrington won the par three. He's probably going to bogey his first 6 holes. Henrik Stenson's not going to make it. Lee Westwood will finish third. So here's what I think. Bubba Watson wins. Hunter Mahan is second. Lee Westwood is third. You can go to the bank with that.
That's a bold prediction right there, given a
Well,
one,
it's a
two,
hell
and
of a lot
three.
better prediction than I made last week when I
Yeah.
picked Tiger Woods to have a chance of beating your 5 guys.
Which
You still got some guys in it.
Four of my five
well,
are ahead
you
of
got
are ahead of Tiger.
right. You got Mickelson in it, right? You got
Yep.
Mahan in it. Did you have Mahan?
No, I have Mickelson, Westwood, Rose, and Mickelson.
Okay, well, Rose, I don't
Or
know if.
no, I'm McIlroy. Sorry, McIlroy.
Right. Well, let me just tell you, Tiger's at 3 under. And to Tiger's credit,
Three
he
over.
you 3 over. To be on, here's what he did today. He started at 3 over. He goes par, par, bogeys 3, which is understandable. He bogeys 4, which happens. He pars 5. He birdies 6, which is a tough little par 3. He pars 7, which is tough. He pars 8, which what's killing Tiger is he hasn't, I don't think he's birdied a par 5 in 3 rounds.
He hasn't looked good on the greens. He hasn't been
He,
his killer
listen,
self that he usually
he
is.
plays the par 5s when he's winning tournaments to par 4s. He's made 5s on every par 5. And he should be after 3 rounds on the par 5s. And he's played 8. I'm sorry, he's played 12 par 5s. He should be at least three under par. He's 3 over because he hasn't made birdie on a par 5. The guys that have played worse than Tiger, you ready?
Yep.
You asked about the guys that were small.
The short game guys, yeah.
This little kid Johnson, nice kid. He won it about 5 years ago. You remember how he did it? He laid up to every par 5 and made all his putts. He made 12 out of 18 putts that year, and he won the tournament. Aaron Baddeley's 3 over. Hey, Angel Cabrera, who's a monster, and is not playing that well this year, 4 over. He's got a green jacket. Steve Stricker, he's on every American team in every team competition, four over. Ricky Fowler, I'm going to dress up like Ricky tomorrow. I'm going, oh, it's too late. I can't go there. I was going to go to Dick's Sporting Goods tonight and get orange Ricky attire. They've got it in my size. Ricky is four over. Keegan Bradley, who you liked, and I like too. You know, he's Pat Bradley's grandson. Double bogeyed. Are you ready for this? Double bogeyed 18 to go to five over. Hanson, five over. Ross Fisher, five over. David Toms, five over. The guy that won it last year, Schwarzel, six over. The number one guy on the tour about 2 months ago, Martin Keimer, six over. Billy Haas, you know Billy Haas. Mm-hmm. Great little golfer, six over. Amateur Cantlay, played great first two rounds. Not so good today. He's seven over. Thomas Bjorn, who took about three to get out of the trap in the British Open, you remember? Like, he might as well have had a putter in the trap about 6 years ago, and we didn't hear from him for a while. Seven over.
Just hanging out with David Hasselhoff.
Listen, he always gives me the ugliest looks because he knows who I am. You know, I don't like the guy. He's seven over. Good for him. Scott Verplank, type 1 diabetes guy, Oklahoma State, record holder. Greatest guy in the world, seven over. Trevor Immelman, nine over par. Went four over today. The other Molinari is nine over. Obviously, if the Molinari brothers had a bet, this guy lost it. are you ready for this? The worst golfer on the course today, Stewart Cenk. He shot, are you ready for this? He shot an 81. Let me repeat that. Stewart Cenk shot an 81. He's 11 over par. You know, it's going to be great. Hey, so we got the Masters down. If you have a question or you want to tweet us and you want us to answer, tweet me at Bruce Hall Sports or tweet Roy at
Sports Man Cave.
Okay, that's at Bruce Hall Sports, at Sports Man Cave. You can also go to my website, brucehallsports.com. And anytime you want to hear our show, Roy, tell them your website address.
You can go to sportsmancave.com.
Tell them what they can do when they go there.
As soon as you get there, right in the top right corner, there'll be a Listen Live button. Click right there. It's easy as pie. Right there. Bring it right to me.
Yeah, with mine, you just hit radio. But look, send me messages. I love to answer messages. I type very fast. But let's, hey, Roy.
Yes, sir.
Opening day baseball.
We're going to get into that on the other side. We're going to get into a little bit of NBA action, what's going on in the league.
The Knicks have been winning.
The Knicks are looking all right.
Yeah, they are looking all right. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership.
And on the other side of this, we're going to get into that. And, of course, opening day baseball. This is AM 1230 WFAS.